You're listening to TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio. Let's get back to Barely Legal. Once again, here's Robin Earl and David Spada.
Okay, 32 past the hour, David. We've had a couple good guests on. Hopefully we can get Chris Claiborne on and talk some NFL playoffs and get a little bit about that. Of course, I want to bring up a couple things here. A young lady, a firefighter down in New Mexico, David, paramedic, Joe Gutierrez, met on Facebook through the Barely Legal Show and through, of course, Robin Earl and WOW Mobile and all that good stuff. Joe, keep up the good work down there. And I sent her an email and I said, hey, New Mexico, that's where Brian Urlacher's from. She said, who?
She didn't know who Brian Urlacher was?
Well, you know what? Apparently not, but not too many people do now.
He hasn't done anything in the last couple of years.
Who's Brian? But anyway, best of luck with you down there, Joe. Keep up the great work, fight fires and save lives, and you're a paramedic, and that's what it's really all about. And I found out that she's a grandmother too, so she's out there busting her hump, which is a good thing.
We've been involved in a lot of controversy over the last week, starting with last Wednesday night with Andy Mazenoff with his report.
Wow, I tell you what, with Andy coming out and saying that it looks like
Martz
is going to be the offensive coordinator, and I guess he took some heat with the score radio and a couple things. So
Andy had a little issue putting the scores information on his background here, and Mully mentioned us on the air Thursday morning. Andy Mazenoff, our NFL expert, said Martz is going to be hired. It's a done deal, and Mully goes, it's not done yet. I don't think it's going to happen. Like I told Andy last week, the Bears are going to go cheap. And look, in the paper today, in the Sun-Times here, it says Zampezi's in the lead spot. Zampezi was over at St. Louis with Lovie Smith. And again, it's the Lovie Smith connection. You have to be from Tampa or the Rams to get a job.
Well, in my opinion here, and of course, that's the offensive side. He's now the quarterback coach of Cincinnati Bengals.
And they didn't look too good last week.
You know, yeah. I mean, look it. Coaches like people around them, they know. Pure and simple. Okay? But golly, isn't it come to a point in time where, you know, hey, look, let's think outside the box here a little bit. What kind of relationship do you think Jay Cutler has with Zambezi?
He's got no relationship. He knows nothing about it. I didn't want to see Bates from USC get the job because what did USC do last year? Nothing. And Bates, they were afraid he was going to be a yes man. Get someone in who's an innovator. What was the number one offense when you played back in the late 70s, early 80s? The San Diego Chargers. Mm-hmm. Don Coryell knew how to run an offense. The number one offense in the 80s was Bill Walsh. He knew how to do it. In the 90s, you had Dallas with, I hate to say it, Norv Turner, but Norv Turner was a good coordinator, terrible coach.
Norv Turner is a great offense coordinator, and it's turned into a pretty good head coach. I mean, those Chargers are red hot. Red hot.
But again, you need great coordinators. What happened with the Bears? Why did the Bears win the Super Bowl? It wasn't because of Ditka. The coordinator in defense was Buddy Ryan. He knew how to run a defense.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk a little bit while we're waiting, hopefully, for Chris to come on board here. Let's talk about the four games this weekend, David. They start with New Orleans -7 with Arizona Cardinals. I'm telling you what, right now, the Saints have lost three in a row. They've lost some momentum. Drew Brees had a little interview talking about, God, I just want to get back on the field and get going here.
He's going to be rusty.
You know, I really think so. In Arizona, that game against the Packers Sunday was, in my opinion, one of the greatest playoff games I've ever witnessed. What a great ball game.
I couldn't watch. I was at a couple parties and they did not have the TV on. I couldn't believe it.
No way.
I saw the overtime of the, I watched the Saturday games. I saw the overtime of the Cardinal game because I was eating with the kids. We went out and grabbed something to eat afterward. And a police officer from Lake County comes in right before the overtime starts and says, where's the TV? He says, oh, we don't have it on. He goes, I'm going back to the squad car. I want to hear what happens on the radio. And then he comes in. He goes, they missed the field goal. Put on the TV. So they put on the TV, and we saw that play, and it was incredible.
38-38, and of course, there's no defense all game. And what do you think ends up winning the game is a quarterback sack fumble, and the linebacker took off and scored six.
The play before, though, you had that face mask that wasn't called, a hit to the head. There was a lot of non-calls during that overtime.
Yeah, that's right. Well, wasn't that a completion, right? Is that, I'm trying to remember the play. Or did
no, they called the holding on that play, but they could have called a basically unnecessary roughness on the defensive player for hitting him in the head.
Yeah. Well, that just goes to show that if you've got a pretty good receiving core, what a good quarterback can do. But, you know, look at Kurt Warner, and of course, number 12, with the Packers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. Those are exceptional quarterbacks. You know, and Jay Cutler's in that mix. There's no question about it. But look at the tools that he's got around him. I mean, that's the key.
Your number one receiver is an old kick returner, punt returner, who basically wasn't a receiver in college. You have a second-year guy in Bennett, and then you had Johnny Knox, who was fast, but who didn't want to go over the middle. When we knew the one route, kind of like Willie Gault, run out there and catch the ball, and that's it. Yep. And then you had Aroma should do their best receiver, who didn't see the field till the last quarter.
Yeah. Why is that? Who knows?
Anyway. Again, it's a coaching staff. You got Lovie Smith in charge. Your dad was in the military. And in the military, aren't you only as good as the people under you?
That's right.
And who's under Lovie? He's got a bunch of crap.
Well, that crap left. It got shoveled out of the.
And now we're bringing more.
It got shoveled out of the locker room.
I mean, look what we're looking at. We're going to Perry
what, six,
Fuel.
Six, seven coaches got their butts canned.
But still, okay. We're getting Perry Fuel, probably is a defensive coordinator. You got Zampezi here, who was a quarterback coach with Cincinnati. They were talking about Jeremy Bates, who didn't do anything in the NFL, and Jim Zorn, who was a quarterback at Seattle back in the 70s, didn't do much at Washington.
No, I don't think that'd be a good hire. I mean, I like Jim. I know Jim personally. You know, he was with the Seahawks, and of course, when I was out of Washington out there, but. Now, okay, let's talk about that afternoon game on Saturday. That will be the Colts up against Baltimore. And boy, look at Baltimore. Go Go into New England and put a spanking on them. 24 points in the first quarter. Flacco only had to throw what? He only completed 4 of 10 for 38 yards.
Yeah, Baltimore defense came through. But again, I just think the Colts are going to just run and pass all over that defense because that Baltimore defense is not as young as it used to be.
And, you know, it's interesting, too, the comment came up with Coach Ditka on ESPN on Monday. You take a look at these four games, okay, and you're thinking, okay, Green Bay, Chicago, you know, cold weather, New England, whatever. Now you got three in a dome with the Saints, the Colts, and Minnesota, and, of course, you got the greatest city to live in, San Diego, when it's going to be 78 degrees and balmy.
They're going to have some high scoring.
Where's that
game.
Bear weather at, man?
What bear weather? We haven't done anything in bear weather. But I mean, the Colts, I think
I just blew Dave's earpiece off over there. Across the hall.
But how do you bet against Peyton Manning there? I mean, Eli Manning with whatever. Who's the Colts quarterback?
The Colts quarterback.
Manning.
Manning, yeah.
Peyton. I got it right the
MVP,
first.
MVP, four times. What the hell are you talking
getting
about?
A senior
I'm
moment.
I'm the guy with the bad names. You know all the names.
But no, Peyton Manning has been consistent every year, and he's got the offense, he's got the receivers, he gets it done.
Yep.
And he's got good coaches there. Tom Moore on the offense, they know how to get it done. And they got a rookie head coach who looks like he hasn't missed a beat since taking over for Tony Dungy and Caldwell.
Anybody who's listening live, 888-463-6748, 888-463-6748, that's Go For It, that's what it stands for. Like to get somebody on here and have a little contest here. Now, I see the Saints are a 7-point favorite over Arizona. The Colts are only 6.5. Now, let's move to Sunday's games. Dallas, red hot.
My team.
Red hot. +3 going into Minnesota. What's your thoughts about that?
I think the Cowboys are going to go and shock Minnesota and get it done. I mean, the Cowboys have two good running backs.
Well,
they got Prince backing them up as the running back. You got Barber there. You got Romo,
the Barbarian.
And look at those receivers.
Romo's hot.
You got Austin there. You got Williams. They're loaded. Creighton at wide receiver. You're absolutely loaded with Dallas.
You know, their defense is playing very well. I just really think that if they get to Favre and knock him on his butt a couple of times, it might, you know, Minnesota might struggle here. You know, Minnesota really hasn't played all that well.
The Bears beat them. That's enough said. What else do you have to say about it?
Yeah, they haven't played all that well the last 2 out of 3 weeks, but. You know, I just, you know, for some reason, Dallas, it can go in there and, you know, 3 points, that means they're basically an even, football team if they're on a neutral field.
But the Cowboys just have talent on both sides of the ball, can get it done. Minnesota, I mean, you got Adrian Peterson, who's a stud running back, but who can't hold on to the rock. You've got the wide receivers that don't impress me that much. I mean, Harvin's a rookie, but Bernard Berrien's just blah to me. And then Favre's 39, 40 years old here. I mean, like you said, put some pressure on him, and the guy will just basically get gun-shy or throwing some interceptions.
Yeah, could happen. You know, could you know, AP should get the rock a little bit more. You know, they've been kind of holding him back the last couple of weeks. He hasn't really got the yardage and the catching, but I think he's going to get more involved in the offense. Okay, let's go to that last game Sunday afternoon, pitting up the Chargers against the Jets. Man, talk about Rex Ryan, you know, and Doug Plank.
It's the 46 Bears defense doing it again. Look at the teams in the playoffs. The Ravens run it. Rex Ryan was there before. You have the Jets running it. Those are the teams that are successful.
Well, you know, the formula to win in NFL playoffs, of course, is play good defense and run the football. Now, Rex Ryan was a ball boy when I was, you know, with the Bears. He actually was one of my neighbors. Of course, Buddy was a neighbor of mine for 7 seasons there when, you know, he was with the Bears. And I stayed, but he ended up going off to Philadelphia. But, you know, you got to love that, you know, New York is, you know, the Jets are, you know, those fans. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. I mean, they're rabid fans. They're like, you know, they're like Bear fans. Can you imagine the Jets going into San Diego and putting a W up? Would that be something or what? What?
Who's the San Diego coach?
Well,
Ron Turner. Turner, North Turner.
North Turner cannot
get it done.
Okay.
North Turner has not gotten it done yet. A couple years ago, the Chargers were one of the top teams in the playoffs and need to get it done. I don't think he's going to get it done again this year.
Yeah, well, you know what? Rivers has got a lot of talent around him. You're talking about some big boy receivers. The Chargers have got the big boy receivers. I think he's got the best receiving crew in the NFL.
But the Jets defense is going to get it done with Ryan. He's going to stop that Charger offense, and then the Chargers will be sitting there crying. I wouldn't be surprised to see North Turner on the unemployment line.
Yeah. Hey, I don't have the cornerback's number for the Jets All-Pro, number 24, 23. I'll think of it a bit. I'll get it after we have a break here. But we're up against the break here. I'm getting the signal from Dave Olson across the glass. This is the Barely Legal Show. I'm Robin Earl, and my partner David Spada will be back in a couple minutes. Let the revolution begin. Hi, Robin Earl here. As part of the Barely Legal family, you have heard me speak many times about WOW Mobile and how it is changing people's lives. Like any great championship team, Liberty International is dedicated to fulfill the promises and dreams we set out to achieve. Well, let me tell you something. The beta testing is over and done, folks. As of December 4, 2009, Liberty has now successfully launched a feat that no other cell phone company in the world has ever done. What makes WOW Mobile different? Well, listen and pay attention. By joining Liberty's WOW phone service, you now have access to the Unlimited Everything plan. Unlimited calling anywhere in the U.S. and Puerto Rico. Unlimited internet. Unlimited text. Unlimited emails. Unlimited data transfer. You name it, it's unlimited. The cost per month, only $89.95, and that's with all taxes included. Take a detailed look at your cell phone bill. You are paying an additional 20 to 25% in taxes. Now consider this. Liberty's G1 and G2 MyTouch phones can tether to your laptop. Wow, a mobile phone that is a Wi-Fi hotspot. How much are you paying for your air cards? 50, 60, 70 extra dollars a month? With WOW Mobile, you can trash that air card, and of course, you can keep your current cell phone number, and there are no credit checks or contracts to sign. But I haven't mentioned the best part yet. When you sign on the Liberty's WOW Mobile Cellular and tell 3 friends about this wonderful service and they sign on, your monthly cost of $89.95 is now absolutely free. Can you imagine no more cell phone bill? How much will you save in a year? And if you're like me and build a Liberty team through your referrals, a very substantial check arrives in the mailbox each and every week like clockwork. Want to know more? Call me, Robin Earl. My WOW number is 971-227-4130. Again, 971-227-4130. Or visit my website, wowmobile.com. Can't wait to hear from you.